The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The reading tonight is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. For many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I would declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. So depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse, for it had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. For the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus seems to be reiterating what Moses said to us in the first reading, that the word of God should be taken seriously. Moses told his people at that time that it was so serious that they should wrap it around their wrists, the words of God, even put it around their temple, so they could be so recognizing of what God wanted them to do, and to act upon it, and do it seriously every day. And then we hear Jesus talking about those who act on the word of God without just saying it. He doesn't want lip service. He wants deeds. He wants us to show that we really believe in his Father. We want to carry out his work. We know that the world is going through a terrible situation now. People all over the world are asking for the truth. They want things done for them that is honest and true. They tell us that the upheavals in the Middle East aren't really caused by armies or by soldiers, but it's caused by, they say, young people. Young people, by the use of Facebook, the internet, Twitter, all these other means for them to connect with each other, but also to peel away the false promises and the deceit that has been put on them by governments. And they're uniting to say, we want the truth. We want freedom. We want to rule ourselves. We know we've gone through, all of us in the world has gone through maybe these last 10 years, where many people were promised jobs, good wages. They were even given loans in their homes by the banks, by the mortgage companies. And then the deception crept in. Things weren't like they really were said to be. And we know so many people lost their jobs, they lost their homes, and they're really in despair. So it's good for us to hear today in the gospel and in the word of God that what we expect from the government, what we expect from the leaders of the world, what all the young people are expecting, they want honesty, they want truth, they want to be ruled justly. I think that should be applied to us as well. We should be honest with each other. If we say we're going to do something, we should do it. We should live up to our word. And let our deeds follow what we say we believe in. So it's not enough, as Jesus said, for us to say, "Lord, Lord, we love you," and all that. We say our prayer. But unless we back it up by treating each other fairly, by treating each other with respect, not only our parents, but each other in our classes, in our school, in our dealings. As we know that people all over the world want to be dealt with fairly. They want people to lie to them. They want their parents to lie to them. The parents don't want their children to lie to them either. We know in our schools, you know, that is one of the big crises with all the young people. How they get along with each other. We know there's bullying going on. We know there's depression, oppression. And all these young people are saying what Jesus has said. Let your deeds be good. Let them follow with what you believe in. And if we do that with one another, if we start out with ourselves, we can expect great things from our leaders. We know in our own state, we know in our own country, in our neighboring state of Illinois, two governors went to jail because they lied to the people. They promised them when they became governors that they would do this and that. But then when they became governors, what did they do? They just fattened their own wallets. They just built up a fortune for themselves. We all know what's happened in Detroit with our former mayor, jail. promises, but nothing but selfishness and deceit and lies. So maybe this is a wake-up call for all of us. Be honest with each other. Be truthful to each other. In what respect from our leaders and in what respect from the world around us, we ourselves should be ready to listen to that. It seems to be gaining momentum because the people in the Middle East that were so oppressed for so long, and young people that are not even heard from, they're standing up now. They have a force that's behind them, and maybe the modern media has brought them together, the internet. The truth is coming out. And these people want to live that sort of a life. So for all of us here today, let us really try to take the words of the Lord seriously. Let's just not say our prayers and come to Mass and say we're Christians. Unless we really live it. And what was Jesus' example of living? He showed us the example. He was compassionate. He was forgiving. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any fortune. But he gave what he had to people. He gave them dignity. He gave them respect. And along with that, he showed them that his Father cared for them by healing, by forgiving, by building up their respect for each other, by building up a kingdom. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. It's not wealth. It's not guns. It's not power. It's not bombs. But it's our love for each other. And that's what Jesus is all about. And that's what he's saying to us today. And if we follow him, if we're truthful to him, our foundations are like rock. No one can take that away from us. But if we're dubious, if we're fickle, if we say one thing and we do something else, Jesus says it very clearly. It's like building a house in a swamp in quicksand. It's not going to last. So we all want good things in our life. The word of the Lord is offering them to us. Are we going to accept them?